Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, and we have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. Our ship schedule continues to be really robust here. So I was thinking about why that might be, because I'm reading in other parts of the world that the bulk shipping trade, which is primarily what we have here, we have a lot of dry bulk carriers, as they're called, going back and forth from other countries to here and back again. And elsewhere in the world, the bulk trade is just tanking. I mean, it's just, they're really having a lot of problems. But here, our ship schedule, ships are coming and going every day pretty much as they always have. And I've been looking at what we have here, and we have a lot of raw materials that are minerals, but we also have a lot of wheat, and people need to eat. So the need for that wheat worldwide is continues, and a lot of the ships that are coming and going, I noticed that today a lot of our ships are wheat ships, so that may be part of the reason why we continue to have such a good ship schedule here. But anyway, in our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 10 knots with gusts to 15, gusting to 20 knots in our north of Garibaldi, so in the Astoria area around here. We'll be seeing windy conditions today. Wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 1 to 2 feet high at 4 seconds between wave crests, and west swells 4 feet high at 9 seconds apart. So those wind waves and those swells are coming from the same direction, even though they are caused by different things. The wind waves are caused by our local wind waves, and those swells from weather systems further out to sea that could be thousands of miles from here. And we have a chance of showers in the afternoon. Today we're going to talk about a ship we've seen on the Columbia. If you are a ship watcher like me, you've seen this ship a number of times because she comes into the Columbia and goes to the shipyard at Swan Island, where vessels from the Military Sealift Command are often kind of homeported, or lay berth is the term, where you sort of come in and like renting a motel room. You rent a ship's berth for your ship, and she can come in there and get supplies. And so we often see these USNS ships coming in here. They have that acronym on their bow. They're military. They're owned by the Navy but staffed by civilians. And most of the time, they're battleship gray color, and they look military. But in general, so that's what they look like. But these hospital ships are bright white, and they have a red cross on the side. So unmistakable when you see one of these ships. So we're going to talk about the USNS Mercy, which tends to be here on the West Coast, and the USNS Comfort, which is on the East Coast. And both of those ships have been recruited to help in big metropolitan areas on either coast to help during the coronavirus pandemic. So talk a little bit more about them. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We've got 7 inbounders, 8 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders today. The first arrival in the river is the Team Hope. She's a wheat ship coming in from Russia, headed for the Astoria anchorage, probably got there about 8 a.m. The Unison Sage, rather, is arriving from Japan. She's heading for the Crims Island anchorage, which is on the north side of the river and on the Washington side of the channel up near Longview. So maybe passing Astoria around 8:30, you might see her around 11:30. At Crims Island. The Ki Ohana is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going upriver to pick up potash. She will be in the anchorage by about probably 9:30 or so this morning in the Astoria anchorage. And the ATB Cape Ann, she's an articulated tug and barge rig arriving from Port Angeles. She's headed for Portland for refined petroleum there, jet fuel, biodiesel, gasoline, something like that. So 9:30 this morning, you might see her passing Astoria. The Nicholas III is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. Around noontime, maybe around 1:30 or so, you might see her arriving in the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. The Palais is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. Be there about 2:30. She's another wheat ship. And another wheat ship, the Antiparos, is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage upriver. So she'll pass Astoria about 8:30 this evening. Might see her in Kalama by about 1:30 on Thursday morning, so very, very early in the morning tomorrow. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the G.H. Fortune headed for Kalama to pick up wheat at about noon. The Team Hope is arriving this morning, will be in the anchorage until about 1:30, and then she will head upriver to Longview to pick up wheat. And the Nicholas III, also arriving today, will be in the anchorage until about 5 p.m. and then head up to Kalama to anchor again. She'll be picking up wheat. The Agia Sophia, the Atalanta, the Doris, the Star Georgia, and the Castellani are all awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And our outbounders, the Clovel Colossus, is leaving Portland, with wheat on board left about 6 a.m., maybe passing Astoria around noon, the Nordic Alianca leaving Longview with petcoke on board. There's a mineral cargo leaving around noon, maybe passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. or so. And the new Pinnacle leaving Portland with potash on board about 2 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. Let's talk about this ship that we have seen here a number of times. The USNS Mercy is one of those U.S. military sea lift command hospital ships, bright white with a red cross on either side. You can't miss her if she goes by. She's quite a lovely sight, actually. She is a hospital ship. She left the port of Los Angeles last week after 7 weeks supporting COVID-19 relief efforts in the region, and her sister ship, the USNS Comfort, was in New York Harbor, helping there. The 1,000-bed Navy hospital ship, so a lot of capacity on this ship, arrived in Los Angeles on March 27th to serve as a referral hospital for non-COVID patients so that local hospitals would be available for the expected surge of coronavirus patients. This is from an article on gcaptain.com. And despite its 1,000-bed capacity, the USNS Mercy treated just 77 patients, with the last being discharged on May 5th. So none of the patients that ended up on that ship were COVID-19 positive. I think the USNS Comfort in New York did end up taking on coronavirus patients because they were so overwhelmed there. So now the USNS Mercy is at her home port in San Diego, California. But sometimes she does come up to this part of the world, and when she does, we see her on the river. So if I see her on the ship schedule, and I try to let people know, but if you ever do see a big white ship with a red cross on the side, that is the hospital ship. And so who's on board there? It's quite an amazingly equipped hospital ship. Let me look at some of my notes here. And she was originally a super tanker. Isn't that interesting that she didn't start out as a hospital ship? And you often see vessels that are modified during the course of their lives to some other use, and this is one of those ships. So she's got civilian sailors on board and civilian crew, of course, but also, of course, doctors and nurses on board. And let's see, 1,000-bed hospital facility has operating rooms, radiological services, a medical laboratory, a pharmacy, an optometry lab. It has CAT scan equipment and two oxygen-producing plants. So it is quite the high-tech floating hospital that, you know, when you consider that here in Astoria, our local hospitals, two of them between them in Clatsop County, have 25 beds. That's really quite a thing when a vessel like that comes to your community. So I imagine that having those vessels standing by was quite a comfort. So next time you see the USNS Mercy in the river, you'll know that she really did help out quite a bit, and so did the USNS Comfort. Just having her there was a great thing. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.